All right, everybody.
See what you did?
Thank you, FM.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Was doing okay until we said aloha to these folks.
Aloha.
Indeed. Although I don't believe we're traveling to Hawaii. It's why we can't have nice things. And we actually start in San Jacinto, Texas. San Jacinto police recently arrested Harley Randall after Harley called 911 to challenge deputies to a fight.
Oh, boy.
Deputies accepted, and they arrested Randall for abusing the emergency service system. Randall, though, gave no reason as to why he wanted to fight.
Randall.
But a good indication, his name is Harley, Mary, so that's going to do it right there.
Hey, you won't fight me?
All right.
The Sean Diddy Daddy Combs may be locked up, but make no mistake about it. His influence is still alive and well in beautiful South Boston. A man got popped trying to steal 27 bottles of lotion from a local Target store.
Hello.
And this is just the tip of the moisturizing iceberg. Security says he's responsible for $56,000 worth of stolen merchandise.
Monkeys. That's a slippery situation indeed, ladies and gentlemen. At least it's moisturized. Let's go back to Harris County. We were there yesterday. This now in Sheldon, Texas, which is just northeast of Houston. And from yesterday morning, a woman has now been charged in connection with a very large apartment fire that occurred yesterday morning in the town of Sheldon. Investigators arrived and nobody, fortunately and amazingly, was injured in this, but 13 apartments were damaged from fire, smoke, or water.
Oh!
Because, yeah, they learned that there was a fire, and it turns out when they showed up, investigators learned why that fire occurred. It was a woman burning her boyfriend's clothes in a barbecue pit on a balcony.
Oh, no.
No word on what he did to warrant that.
You know, Cheesecake Factory, it's continuing to be a point of contention in the year 2026. You know, in 2025, it was whether or not you'd go out on a date with a guy that wanted to take you there. But now, could you freely hand over some of that delicious cheesecake, even if you were being paid?
So good.
Well, the answer for one woman is no. A customer in New York City claims a DoorDash driver was taking her order upstairs and returned to her car with the bag. Said, no, I'm not giving this up. Her name is Rolanda. Her actions were caught on camera and then shared on TikTok. So that's not going to end well. But it is cheesecake.
At that point, do you want it, though?
I mean, yeah, no, you don't. But I feel you, Rolanda.
Well, there's a little more of the fast food nature. A couple in Pennsylvania got themselves into a fight New Year's Eve at a Taco Bell. They had a little shouting match in the restaurant. It moved outside. Then in the car, and it ended when the guy got out of the car. And then the woman used it to run him over. Yeah, he's fine.
Oh, boy.
He walked away with scratches and road rash. The whole incident was caught on security cameras. And police there say he is lucky to be alive, presumably from the car, but also Taco Bell. Happy he made it.
Now picture this. You show up to a day at work. You're ready to do some construction work. And Matthew Zaccarino is hanging out on the website, a job site, whatever. Is he a new employee? No, but he was dressed for the occasion. Poor Matthew was wearing a red lace bra, a G-string to match, a pair of fake knockers.
Oh.
Topped his look off with a gun strapped on as well.
Well, I mean, it kind of all goes to, doesn't the gun tie it together right there?
He told police he was going to a costume party.
Okay.
They had some questions.
Never get invited to that one. Is that the same one Mickey Rourke goes to?
No, but it was in Florida.
Okay.
Matthew.
And then finally, let's end with Utah and the Heber City Police Department. As the Utah Police Department there recently had to issue an apology after a police report claimed one of their officers had turned into a frog.
Oh, dear.
The Heber City Police.
That's not good.
You see, they've been using AI to automatically generate police reports directly from body cam footage. Sergeant Rick Keel of the Heber City, Utah Police Department says, quote, the body cam software and the AI report writing software picked up the movie that was playing in the background of the incident the officers were responding to. The movie happened to be The Princess and the Frog.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And that subsequently issued a report from AI that said that one of your officers is now a frog.
Mm.
Yeah. The department plans to continue using the AI program, but with more human oversight. And that one officer is doing okay.
You think?
And he wants a kiss, but you know. That's how it works. I'll give it a shot. See what happens.